We pretty much cover all things here on the Mike McFeely Show. Train derailments, explosions, fires, ice fishing. And later on in the program, after we finish with our friend and guest Jim Suhan here in a few minutes, I will go into detail on what I blogged about last night, which is getting a lot of play at KFGO.com. But there is some behind-the-scenes drama with the NDSU coaching staff as it heads to Frisco, Texas for the FCS National Championship game tomorrow. There's been a falling out between the head coach and the next head coach, Craig Bohl leaving for Wyoming, of course, when the season ends, and Chris Kleiman taking over once Craig Bohl and his staff leave to go to Wyoming, and that has led to some friction. Will it matter? Probably not. NDSU will probably win by 40 against Towson on Saturday, but it is interesting to find out exactly what's going on behind the scenes. If you want to prep yourself, if you want to find out what I'm going to be talking about, probably at about 3:35 or so, go to KFGO.com, go to my blog, So Many Opinions, So Little Time, and it is the latest blog that I have posted, a rather in-depth look at what is happening in the football coaching offices of North Dakota State. Let's go to Minneapolis and tie in with our friend Jim Suhan of the Star Tribune newspaper in Minneapolis and 1500 ESPN. You can follow Jim on Twitter, as I and thousands of others do, by using the Twitter handle at Suhan. What is it? Suhan Strib? I'm sorry. It's
Suhan Strib.
Suhan Strib. At Suhan Strib. I'm all messed up here. Suhan Strib. And you can follow all of Jim's smart aleck remarks on Twitter by doing that. Hello, Jim Suhan. Yes, you.
Me?
You're an idol for me because of your smart aleckness. It's fantastic.
Good Lord. I think 99% of the people who follow me to yell at me. So it's nice to hear that somebody's actually following me to follow me.
I follow you to see people yelling at you.
Yes,
how about that?
It's like going to the zoo and seeing the lion.
It's exactly. It's like, you know, slowing down to see a car crash and just kind of seeing the carnage. It's kind of sad. Leslie Frazier, the coach of the Minnesota Vikings, now ex-coach, was fired yesterday, Jim, although I think everybody, including probably Leslie Frazier, knew it was coming for at least a couple of weeks. My initial reaction to the firing was certainly not a surprise, and I'm not sure that I really disagree with it. I know that you really like Leslie Frazier both as a human being and as a coach. So do you think it was the right move for the Vikings to get rid of Leslie Frazier?
You know, I understand the move, and I understand that the body of work was not overly impressive. He won. Basically, he won 18 games and averaged 6 games a year in 3 years. Here's the funny thing. I don't have a problem with the Wilfs firing him. I would have had more of a problem if it was just Rick Spielman firing him. Because from the Wilfs' perspective, you're the owners. All you care about is results. The results were not great. Not very good 2 of the 3 years Leslie ran the show. If it had been just Spielman alone firing Frazier, then I think they would have had a little more of a PR problem because Frazier, to me, Frazier got fired because he was handed terrible quarterbacks and terrible cornerbacks, and those positions are really the responsibility of Spielman. I think that if Frazier were given a good quarterback and good coordinators, that he probably would have done pretty well. He wasn't, and he didn't. I can't make a terribly strong case that he's a great coach, but I think he's like a lot of coaches where, given the right tools, he probably would have done pretty well with them. But, you know, we all knew that he was going to get fired the last few weeks of the season, so it's not exactly a shock.
Well, when it comes to the coordinators, though, isn't that his call? Doesn't the head coach hire the coordinator? So wouldn't that be Frazier's responsibility?
That's the easy way to look at it, and maybe it's the right way to look at it. I've had people in the organization tell me, you know, don't think that Leslie was the person who identified Bill Musgrave, that there are people in the organization who believe that Spielman was kind of the guy who pushed Musgrave onto Frazier. As for Williams, I was told he's about the sixth choice. So I think Frazier took him because he didn't have many other options. So I'm not sure that even though it's easy to blame Leslie Frazier for the coordinator hires, I'm not sure he was solely responsible for them.
When I reached out to you earlier today to see if you wanted to come on my program, I couched it by saying we can talk about the fact that Rick Spielman is talking about firing Leslie Frazier and how he didn't provide him the quarterbacks and how yada, yada, yada. When I read all that stuff, Jim, I kept thinking to myself, why is Rick Spielman escaping blame here? And is he escaping blame here? And should Rick Spielman be held at least partially responsible for the failure of the Vikings the last several seasons? Because he is the guy making the personnel moves. He's making the draft calls. He's signing the players. So why is he apparently getting off scot-free, at least publicly?
I think he is. Well, I'm not sure he's getting off scot-free publicly. I've had a lot of people, you know, reach out to me, say, hey, you know, Spielman deserves a lot of this blame. I think that Spielman is under fire. I think if you're looking at it, let's look at it just from the Wilfs' perspective. I think they felt like they had enough of a body of work to identify that Leslie Frazier was not necessarily the right guy going forward. And again, even though I'm more supportive of Frazier than most people, I understand that his body of work was not great, and you can justify his firing. I think Spielman, as much as I think he was responsible for Frazier's failure, I also think that this is more of a gray area than people want to make it out to be. I think Spielman has a pretty good batting average as a personnel evaluator and as a draft guy. It's just that his miss was the biggest miss you can have, mm-hmm. which is a quarterback. I don't think Spielman... I think you can look at Spielman's entire body of work and say, okay, he missed on the quarterback, and that's a terrible thing, but he has had a lot of successes. Maybe I can see why you would give him another shot going forward. I think he's used up probably one or two of his three strikes now, but I understand why you don't fire him and start over, because I think there is some good there.
If he missed so badly on Ponder, which Spielman did, nobody can question that Christian Ponder at this point was a terrible draft pick for the Vikings a few years ago. If he missed so badly on such an important pick, then if you're the Wilfs, how can you trust him to make the next hire, to make the big head coaching hire? And how can you trust that he will make the right hire in that case? Because let's be clear, Leslie Frazier was not hired by Rick Spielman, correct? He was not his guy, correct?
No.
So how do you trust him to make this next hire?
You're going on blind faith. And so many cases in sports, you are.
Well, that's true.
And again, look at it purely from the Wilfs' perspective. They do have a certain amount of comfort and trust with Spielman. They think he's done a good job a high percentage of the time, even if he made a big, even though he whiffed on Ponder. Do you fire somebody over one big mistake, or do you think, okay, he's shown us enough, he's organized enough, he's professional enough that we're going to give him a chance here? Also, I think that the Wilfs are going to be involved. I think Spielman's going to do the legwork, but I think the Wilfs will have final say. So I think the Wilfs feel comfortable that Spielman, and that's where I'd look at Spielman if I were the owners. I'd say, this guy's a grinder. He's incredibly organized. He's incredibly diligent. I do trust him to do the legwork. I just don't know if I trust his gut instinct on making the final hire. He's a good bird dog. I don't know if he's a great final decision maker. That's yet to be proved. But if I'm the Wilfs, I don't mind having Spielman do my due diligence for me. I probably just weigh in on the final verdict.
Is that typical of NFL ownership? Because we always hear about the Daniel Snyders and the Jerry Joneses, but do all NFL owners get involved when it comes to hiring a head coach? I would guess that most of them do. And the second part of the question is that a good thing that somebody who made their billions in real estate wants to also become a head coach evaluator in the NFL?
Yeah, I think it's different with each owner. I think there are owners who just say, okay, I'm going to support the people in charge as long as I think they're doing a good job. I'm going to let them make the decisions, and I'll judge them on that decision. But I really feel like the Rooneys stepped in and hired Mike Tomlin, even though they have an excellent personnel department. I really think when it comes to the coach is so important. So many things flow from the identity of the coach and how many responsibilities the coach takes on. That I think almost every situation, the owner steps in and has a say in who the coach is going to be.
Is this a good job? I mean, every NFL head coaching job is a good job. There's only a limited number of them in the world. It's the top of the profession. But is coming to the Minnesota Vikings for the next several seasons, is this a position that an elite head coach with options would choose? Because you're moving outside to TCF Bank Stadium, a college football stadium, for the next couple of years. You don't have a quarterback. You don't really have much of a defense. I don't see this as being a really elite job right now in the NFL.
I don't think it's an elite job, but I don't think it's the worst possible situation either. I'd rather work for the Wilfs, whatever you think of them, than work for Jimmy Haslam and the Browns, where it's just a toxic ownership, a toxic franchise. I think I'd rather work for Houston, where I think you have solid ownership. You have a pretty talented roster. and you get the first pick in the draft, that's pretty attractive. But if you're not going to, you know, if it's not Houston, I think the Vikings are in the middle. I mean, playing outdoors, it's logistically maybe a pain in the butt, but it's not that bad. I mean, how long ago was it that every NFL franchise had a similar situation? I wouldn't not take this job because of that. I think you take this job if you believe in yourself, if you believe in the circumstances and in your own abilities, the ability to identify, draft, develop a franchise quarterback with the 8th pick. I think that's kind of the key. If you feel like that's hopeless, you probably don't want to be here. If you feel like that's doable, then you probably do want to be here, because as bad as things look, number one, NFL, in modern NFL, if you get the right coaching quarterback, you turn things around incredibly quickly. And number two, the roster isn't awful. They had a lot of injuries this year. Even though they have huge holes, every NFL roster has holes. That's just the reality of the salary cap era. Every roster has holes. It's how you kind of cover up those holes that identifies how good you are at coaching. I think Xavier Rhodes is going to be a really good player. I think Cordarrelle Patterson is going to be a great player. Harrison Smith, a really good player who was hurt this year. I think the offensive line will be healthier and better next year. I think the offense is one quarterback away from being really good. The defense is probably one pass rusher and one corner back away from being really good. So I don't know if this is your number one choice as a head coaching candidate, but it's not. It can be done here. You can win here.
Do the Wilfs have somebody in mind, as far as you know? Because all of the usual suspects get thrown out there, the John Grudens and that whole crew, the coaches turned TV broadcasters who might want to come back and be a coach. Is it somebody like that, or would you expect the Wilfs have somebody else in mind, or is it truly an open search at this point?
I think the Wilfs, if they could hire anybody, it would be either Bill Parcells or Tom Coughlin. I mean, they're Giants fans. You know, if they could hire a Giants coach who's won 2 Super Bowls, they'd do that. If it's not going to be those guys, and it's not going to be those guys, then I think they're going to leave Spielman to identify the finalists. And I think Spielman, Spielman's flaw is he's capable of overthinking anything. His strength is he will interview everybody who's worth interviewing and provide detailed reports on each of them. So I think the Wilfs will be put in a position where they can make a really educated decision. That doesn't mean they won't screw it up.
Thank you, sir. As always, I appreciate it. You bet. See you later. Jim Suhan, he is of the Star Tribune newspaper.